Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Glad to have you joining us here at Burden and Blessing again this morning for our 40 Days of Hope. We are on day 18 in our journey through these 40 Days of Hope as we look at certain Bible passages and in a conversational way bring out the meaning of these verses and the hope that they assure us of. Today we are looking at an Old Testament passage from the book of Isaiah. Pastor Neil Radical is going to introduce this passage for us. Would you do that please, Neil?
Yes, absolutely. Isaiah 40:1-2 says, "Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." It's interesting, Nathaniel, as we look at this, that the first half of Isaiah up to this point in time really refocuses on, there's a lot of gospel, there's a lot of promises of the Messiah in the first part, but it really focuses on the Lord's judgment against Israel and to call them to repent. And now you see in the last 20 some chapters of Isaiah how the Lord is continuing to really emphasize that promise of their hope in their Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's why I know we both have said in the past how much we love these two verses, because it really speaks to God's people through Isaiah that we ultimately are to be comforting each other in this hope. It's worth repeating. The Lord says it more than once. He repeats it throughout his word that this is the main focus of our ministry, to serve with God's comfort, to speak comfort to God's people. And what is it that God comforts with? There's so much here. We under 5 minutes is not going to be able to handle it. But the idea that their warfare is ended, it's been completed. We just celebrated Good Friday, and that idea of that work being done and finished on the cross once and for all, that we've been pardoned, we've been declared not guilty, we've been set free. That warfare against death itself, Christ is victorious over in his resurrection from the dead. I think what I tend to focus on so much in this is that last part of verse 2. Jerusalem, the people, has received from the Lord's hand, I think of his hands on the cross, received from the mercy and blessing of the Lord, double for all her sins. That idea of double there, the doubling, we've done some podcasts in the 40 Days of Hope here on abundant, and that it's more than enough. It's like if we had a debt at the bank, let's say $1 million, something that we'd say we can never, $1 billion, we can never pay. Well, Christ paid the bank $2 billion. It's more than that. It's been totally satisfied. And so there's no shred of doubt that he's paid for that debt of sin. That's true comfort in the viewing guilt, shame, sadness in this short life, to realize that Jesus has paid that entire debt, no question, for us. That's going to be something that the people of Israel looking to the Messiah are going to find true comfort in. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
I appreciate that last line that you keyed in on. I looked at that too, the Lord's hands, and what a reminder coming out of the season of Lent, the hands of the Lord as he held out his hands there and cried out, "It is finished." The phrase in the middle is interesting too. What is the result? That her warfare is ended. Why did Jesus come? The promise was that he would stomp on the head of the serpent, that he would destroy his power, that he would give us victory over death. And how did he do that? How did that war come to an end? Her iniquity has been pardoned, as you brought out, that idea of accounting. He's done it. He's accomplished it. He's paid our debt in full. All of it accomplished there at the cross. So what is the message for us as Christians? Comfort. Comfort, my people. This is the message that we proclaim, isn't it, as Christians? Coming out of the resurrection, pointing to the comfort that we have. Speak to the heart of Jerusalem and cry out to her. This is not something we say, "Hey, did you hear?" It's not something that we whisper. He says, "Cry out. Let it be known. This is the victory that is ours." We shout it out because Christ has indeed defeated the devil. Our warfare is ended. Thanks be to God.
Dear Lord Jesus, you send us out as living stones of your kingdom to continue to build up for you the people and the words of comfort that you give to us. You speak to us through these words to comfort, comfort your people, to comfort the world with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That verb points us to the noun of what that comfort is that we are to share. And that's the crucified and risen Lord that you are for us, that you are our mediator, that you are our advocate, you are our defense that pardons us from every sin, and that we can be confident you have paid the entire debt for every one of the times we rebelled against you. Lord, we give you thanks for this comfort today. It really gives us the true hope and peace that passes all understanding. Continue to bless us, looking for mere moments every day where we can meditate and reflect on this true peace that we have in this side of heaven. As we look forward to seeing you, Lord, bless us and strengthen us in this word of comfort always. In your saving name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.